Just want to briefly just give a brief testimony of God's faithfulness. As you know, I sent an email out a few weeks ago asking to stand with us for the orphanage, and that God would be faithful. And to say it was not a battle would be a lie. Mm. It has been a battle, but that battle is being won.
Praise the Lord.
And I've been in contact with Danny and getting via India, and as you know, we had a deadline, and a considerable amount of money was needed to be paid, otherwise the property was going to be taken away, which means that we would have lost everything. It would have lost, because Danny actually owned 3/4 of it, so it wasn't just a quarter, it was 3/4 of the property. And the saints got into prayer, they got into fasting. Danny went into a 3-week fast before the Lord, and that has to be God, believe me, to go into something like that. The Lord led me to go into fasting as well, and the authorities, which are basically like bailiffs, they were trying to trick Danny, because we were given a period of grace, and they tried to trick him that it was due next week. And I said to Danny, no, it isn't, we've got another 2 weeks or so. And so Danny went back to them. They didn't like it, but they had to admit, yes. But God used that, because in that time, this was when God started to work. Because if they had have taken that, about 4 days which was left, in the natural, we'd have lost a lot. But that spurred at least me to really... Yes, God got me desperate before him. I will tell you, it's exactly... He knows how to do it. I had an absolute desperation in the presence of God, and all I knew was, just keep knocking, just keep knocking. He will get up, he will answer, just keep knocking. And it was begging. You know, I preached on it a few weeks ago. Little did I realize that God was going to take me through that teaching to show me what that's really about, and the experience of it, where you are begging for the mercy of God. It's not about you, it's about those children. And anyway, the Lord was working that, and I'm sure not only with me but with others. And I know the Lord was speaking through hearts, and we knew that this money had to be raised. And then the Lord began to manifest. He began to work in hearts. And praise God, we were able to raise that money. Now, in the meantime, while this was happening, Danny was in contact with the banker again. And I said to Danny, don't be too hard on that banker. They're only young Christians. They've only been saved just over a year, whatever. He was put in a very awkward situation. Let's be careful of our attitudes. And he took it on board. And he, I think as a result, he rang him. And as a result of that call, fellowship was restored and brought back. See, God's got to heal. He has to have it all correct before he's going to do anything, you see. And Danny got back to me and said, that banker is really heartbroken about all of this. I said, I'm sure he is, and his wife particularly. And he said he's prepared that he'll take just half, and then after 2.5 years, the rest then be paid off, because he needs this amount of money, because he has debts. He needs to pay. He's got to pay. There are a lot of debts in India, and their life is different, because whatever you want there, you have to pay, and you pay a lot. So that's between him and God. So we knew that this amount was had to be paid immediately to get the debtors off his back. And so it was gradually starting to open, and we began to see this could be possible. We could pay this. This could be done. The Lord's manifesting. And it was sort of almost like a rose that was slowly opening. It didn't happen bomb, bomb, bomb. It was like it was blossoming. The vision for this was opening up slowly, that this could happen. And then I shared this with Danny, and then he got back to India, and the pastor there who's standing in for him, that's Sangeeta's brother, Chitty Babu, he's a lovely, lovely brother. He told him, he said, it looks as though we can pay this money. That brother cried for 10 minutes. He sobbed. And the whole of the saints, they just were rejoicing and praising God, that God had had mercy and on this place, on the children, its provision. It's not just the children, it's what it provides, everything, the whole thing. And it's the blessing and the joy that it's brought them. And Satan just wanted to take that all away, you know? And so he got back to the banker. Now the banker said, right, what I'm going to do is, he said, I don't know whether this will happen, but he said, I'm going to go to the bailiffs, whatever, and ask them to withdraw, because it has to go through the court. He went, they weren't going to have it. They weren't going to... Because the pastor, Chidi Babu, heard these bailiffs coming in. They were looking at the place there. They said, we know what we can get for this. A lot of money. And they said, we'll pocket this. Mm. We'll pocket it. There's the corruption. That's what they were after. The Lord then spoke to me and he said, this is Pharaoh. Moses went in, you know, let my people go. And we know the story. And I didn't need any more. The Lord got me to go into warfare. I said to Danny, tell the saints back in India, we're up against Pharaoh, but if God could release over 1 million people, he will do this. And it's the enemy just growling. We all got into spiritual warfare. They did. And about 3-4 days later, the banker got back to Danny and said, they have now said, okay, you can have this, but you've got to pay us a fee. Because you've reneged, you've gone back on what you've said, and you've got to pay us £600. And the banker said, I will pay that £600, because he wanted Danny to have it, see? So I thought, praise the Lord, it's now out of their hands. Pharaoh has lost it. And then more blessings started to come. God was moving, and moving in hearts to raise the money for this even more. And I have now, this weekend, I'm still in the process of the money now being transferred through to India to pay this banker the money that he needs to pay his debts. We're not out of the woods completely, but what I would value prayer for now, and I've spoken to Danny in this, we're believing the Lord that God will move through hearts to sponsor, because 30,000 will need to be paid, and we've actually worked it out in the natural, that's 1,000 a month if that's going to be paid back in that time. We don't know how God's going to do it. We can believe that he will do this. But please, will you be in prayer that God will move? He will move even if it's through sponsors. Danny has produced a sort of video. I have sent, but I sent the wrong one out. I will send the right one out. He's now in Australia at the moment, and they're asking about the ministry. They're asking, so he felt before the Lord to produce something on YouTube. So here it is. Look, you can see for yourself. You can see for the photos and whatever, which he's produced. So that's the reason he's done it. he came back to me, asked me what I thought about it, and I said, I think it needs a few alterations, of which the proper one is he speaks first, and then it goes over to showing the minister and forth. But that is because the world out there, they need to see something. It's how the world acts and whatever. I'm not totally, completely happy about it, but I've sought the Lord about it, and I believe God's using it and will use it. And it's not a lie. It's simply showing exactly what it is, what we do, what is there. So there's ministry opening up for Danny in Australia. He's in Sydney this weekend. He's ministering there. He goes back to Melbourne, and he's said, I may even have to go to Perth, but we don't know yet because that's a long way. But there's a convention opening up. He's the guest speaker. A brother in the Lord there has been moved to spend over £2,000 to do this convention and draw people in. I believe it's for a weekend. And Daddy to be the guest speaker. So the Lord's moving. But if you could please be in prayer for that, it's much appreciated. And I'm sure there'll be more news and updates of what's going on there. But the saints are absolutely rejoicing. They really, really are. You don't know what it means to them, you know, because this provides an awful lot. Even the helpers. We've got about 10 helpers, whatever it is. They're very, very poor. So they can get a meal when the children are fed. They can get a meal. They're quite happy to work just to have a meal. You know? So that's the sort of thing that we have there. The other thing is also, I am burdened. The children need educating. We have a teacher that comes in. I think she comes about 2 or 3 days a week. She's a peripatetic teacher. But we've got 100 children, and we really do need more teachers. And I believe it's their right to be able to just read and write, and basic arithmetic, mathematics and so forth, which is what is needed. And I'm sure they will take that up and learn more. So please be in prayer for that, that you know we can have the right teachers there to give them that basic education. So praise the Lord, that's, I believe, good news. And thank you all for your prayers, intercessions. I really knew the prayers of the saints in this. I just knew the power of it standing in agreement. It just shows me how important it is, you know, that we stand with each other. You know, we're not on our own in these battles. The enemy was out to try and destroy this. No two ways about it. And I raise the question, why? Why is the attack being like it is? Because I think it's what's going to grow from it. That's why. So there we are. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.